Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. The 10 youth who participated in a summer farming project are enjoying the bounty of the harvest this fall as part of the Real Food Rising project. They grew over 3,500 pounds of produce and spent 681 hours volunteering with soup kitchens and food pantries. Today on the program, we're learning more about this new summer youth program that's sponsored by Utahns Against Hunger. Joining me in studio is Mike Evans. He is the associate director of Utahns Against Hunger. It is a nonprofit that works to create the political and public will to end hunger in Utah. He's also the director of UAH's Real Food Rising program, and he started similar programs in Austin, Texas, and in Boston. And Mike Evans, welcome. Thanks so much for your time.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Jennifer.
The Real Food Rising program will hold a fall fundraiser to support expanding the youth farming program next Thursday, November 8th, at Rico's Warehouse. Tickets are available via links on our website, kcpw.org. And you can join our conversation if you've got questions or comments about the Real Food Rising Project. Give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Mike Evans, you launched Real Food Rising. Go into a bit more detail about the program for us. I mean, what are the goals and how does it fit into the overall mission of Utahns Against Hunger?
Yeah, so our program uses sustainable agriculture to transform the lives of young people and to increase food access in Salt Lake. And as you mentioned, Utahns Against Hunger's mission is to create the political and public will to end hunger in Utah. And so we grow food and get that to food pantries and soup kitchens in Salt Lake and teach young people about sustainable agriculture, community service, food security. And we also, education is a big part of our program. The youth who are in our program, it's a job training program for them. And they educate younger kids who come to the farm on field trips about hunger relief, about food insecurity, about sustainable agriculture, about nutrition. And we go out into the community. We're looking to start giving presentations at schools, but we also have a lot of volunteers who come to the site. And just like other components of Utahns Against Hunger, Real Food Rising is about outreach and education. So we're not only getting food to people in need, but we're also making sure people understand these issues that we're focusing on, that there's a lot of hunger nationally and locally, and that everyone can play a part in that. Utahns Against Hunger. So now we're distributing food to these food pantries, but UAH is also thinking about policy and these other federal nutrition programs about, how can we help people right now and how can we help people in the longer run?
Mm. Real Food Rising, you launched it this spring.
Yes.
And I understand you started kind of small, 10
yes.
kids.
Yes,
10
that's right.
kids. Give us a profile of who these kids are.
So we bring together kids. One of our core values is bridging community. So we bring together kids from different backgrounds. So we have the model is about 60% of our youth will be from low-income areas and 40% from more privileged backgrounds. So that this year it's like 6 or 7 kids from mostly the west side of Salt Lake and 3 or 4 kids from mostly the east side. Because we really want young people to come together to break through those barriers that exist in society along race and ethnicity and work together to grow food for people. And so have these young people learn about one another because they're weeding carrots next to one another during this summer youth program. So yes, this first year was a pilot program. We started with 10 high schoolers and we had 2 plots of land, one both in partnerships with great nonprofits in the area, one with Wasatch Community Gardens at their Fair Park site and one with Neighborhood House also on the west side, totaling less than a half an acre. And this next year, we're looking to expand onto more of that land at Neighborhood House. So we'll add an additional acre, an acre and a quarter, which is great. So it was great just getting going this year. And our youth had a great time. We had a lot of volunteers come out and we're looking to grow more food in the future and do more programming and education for our youth and for community members.
Why did these youth sign up? What were their expectations? What were they hoping to discover?
Yeah, so I ask them that along the way, and I check in with them and say, why did you come? And some say, well, I didn't have anything to do this summer, frankly, Mike, and I was looking for a job. So they get an educational stipend. So that was a draw. Some youth are drawn to us by our mission, by increasing food access, by learning about nutrition by doing community service. And some, you know, their friends talked them into signing up. And, you know, it's like any, it's a summer program. It's a summer jobs program. It's hard work. So young people come for various reasons. And then we think they stay for different reasons, because they bond with one another, because they get attached to the mission of Real Food Rising and Utahns Against Hunger.
Had any of them actually tended a garden before?
You know, not really. We did have a few youth. Three of our youth were refugees. Ben came from Burma about 6 months ago. Musa from Sudan by way of Egypt 9 months ago. And so they've done some agriculture in their home countries. And so they bring that here. And then we think about agriculture. I mean, the way we were doing our farming, you know, really large-scale gardening at this point, was introducing new concepts to them. But it was interesting that they would talk about plants they grew and are excited that we were growing bok choy this fall. It's something that Ben ate in Burma. But a lot of them didn't have that gardening experience. And so that was a new challenge for them. And so we ask our young people, when there's an application process, are you willing to try something new, work with different people from different backgrounds, to work hard? And that's how we bring youth to the program. So young people are willing to challenge themselves and try something new, because doing a farming program while your friends are doing, I don't know, going to camp for some other reason, it's different.
We're speaking with Mike Evans. He's Associate Director of Utahns Against Hunger, and he's also the director of the new program, Real Food Rising, which teaches youth how to garden and to connect the dots between food and food access. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, if you'd like to join us. So you had these two half-acre sites. What crops did well and what didn't?
So we were experimenting with some things. We tried growing potatoes. Let me start with the success. So we had great luck, as I mentioned, with bok choy. We grew a lot of squash this year, as other residents of Salt Lake will know. Squash just thrives here usually. Our tomatoes did really well. We grew some great pumpkins. Pumpkins to eat that we would turn into soups. And our hot peppers were fantastic. We had some challenges with growing our potatoes. We were experimenting growing in mostly just straw, so they could grow vertically. They didn't work that well. And, you know, we were working on a new site, so we had some irrigation challenges. You know, and it was all part of the learning process. So our young people come, and everything doesn't go smoothly. And then we talk about it. We're teaching them to think critically that, you know, as an adult, I don't have all the answers. Let's come together and brainstorm what we can do. Here, we've taught you some stuff about agriculture. Now, what do you think? How do you think you can help solve this problem?
Did the kids ask any questions or have any particular observations that struck you as insightful?
Yeah. One of the things that I was glad that some of our young people left with were that really understanding the degree of food insecurity in Salt Lake. You know, we have compared to national numbers, our food insecurity isn't that high, but we still have almost one in five families experiences food insecurity. So at the end of the program, there are young people saying, I'm really so glad that I made a difference and was able to learn about this, and going forward, I can use that when I'm going into to do whatever I'm going to do with my life. We also had young people, you know, we would talk about transplanting some things, and Musa from Sudan was a very quick study, and so would often talk about, hey Mike, I think we should do it this way, and so sort of correcting, you know, trying to jump in and help with the instructions for the other youth, which is great to have someone stepping up like that.
Mm. How did the kids react when they started to see things grow? The fruits of their labor is coming forth.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that was wonderful was that they were harvesting early in the season, and that was really great to have them lugging in these big bins of squash, weighing them, and then we would take them the next day to the food pantries that we worked at. And so, you know, pulling carrots straight from the ground and pulling that squash was really exciting for all of us, and for our youth. And so then they would take it to Hildegard's food pantry and St. Vincent's soup kitchen, and get to bag that up for clients to take home and interact with those folks. I think people, our youth got a big kick out of the hot peppers. We had lots of hot pepper varieties, and lots of our youth said they loved hot peppers. And when you pick it right off the plant, it's fresher and hotter. So we had a lot of great taste testing going on out on the farm, and youth taking that produce home to their families as well.
3,500 pounds of produce, that's a lot.
It was. So yeah, we have these two sites that were each less than a quarter acre, and this is the first time that we were, we started this program, didn't know exactly how much we were going to grow, and we had a great season, and we're still harvesting, we're still covering up some of our crops, still growing some spinach and lettuce, and it was a lot of food, and we donated 85% to these soup kitchens and food pantries, and we used the rest for cooking classes and to send home with the families, but it was, I expected to grow a little less than that, and so that was really wonderful in our first year. And it's great; it's a great platform to jump off of for next year when we're hoping to expand what we're doing. So yes, as I mentioned, the squash we had a great squash harvest. So there's a lot of our produce totals was our squash and our pumpkins.
We're talking with Mike Evans. He's Associate Director of Utahns Against Hunger about their new program that they launched this year, Real Food Rising, which is a youth summer farming program. If you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Let's go to the phones. Allison's joining us from Salt Lake City. Allison, hi.
Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Mike. This is Allison. I run Canyon Rim Community Garden and had the good fortune to have Mike come and bring his kids to help volunteer at our garden, which was a wonderful experience. I'm very grateful for it. And I just wanted to sort of stress one of the things that you guys have been talking about, which is the importance of getting people in the sort of high school age involved in gardening and in agriculture. As Mike pointed out, a lot of these kids, whether, you know, born in the U.S. or born elsewhere, really haven't ever done any kind of gardening or any kind of agricultural work. And at the garden that I run, we have a hard time. You know, we can get the parents involved, we can get the little kids involved, but the teenagers kind of don't want to do it. And so I think to the extent this program can be expanded, can be, you know, a benefit both to the kids and to the people for whom they provide food, it's wonderful. So I just want to say more power to you, Mike.
Thanks, Allison.
Allison, thanks so much for those thoughts. I mean, is this pure? I mean, you are targeting the youth, but is it just for youth? She said that, you know, adults have enthusiasm. Smaller children have enthusiasm, too. I mean, is there a place for those two demographics in Real Food Rising?
Definitely. So we call ourselves a community farming program. We have our youth in our program, our crew workers grow food, but we also have adult volunteers come out, and we have younger kids come out on educational field trips. And when they come out on Saturdays or after school, our youth leaders lead them on educational tours. But we really rely on volunteers in the spring and the fall because our youth are in school, so they're only coming out a few hours a week. We really rely on the community members to come and help grow for the community. And I should say, Allison, it was great to hear your voice. We did a lot of working field trips to other sites. So we would grow on our land, but we wanted to reach out in different ways to the community. So we went to some of Wasatch Community Gardens, Community Garden sites, Canyon Rim Community Garden, Malolo Farms. It was great for us to go and see what agriculture looks like in different settings when it's not a Real Food Rising site. And we hope it was also a great youthful labor force that comes in for a few hours at a time and helps get projects done. So it was great going to Canyon Rim and working with Allison, and also sometimes getting to meet the community gardeners who are there.
Mm. Allison, thanks for the call. You are holding a fundraiser for the program next week. I mean, how would you like to see the program itself grow?
Yeah, so right, we talk about a lot of growing. We're growing produce, we're growing young people, and the program, we're hoping that in the next few years our program can grow to be 2 or 3 acres on urban farm sites. There's more youth applied for the program than we could accept, so we're hoping to have 20 young people involved in our program next year, a few of our kids who are involved this year coming back as leaders so they can work on their leadership skills. And, you know, and to do that, you know, we need to raise money to be able to till up the back of this neighborhood house property, to install irrigation. We need volunteers to come help us plant. And right now, you know, we're chopping down some small trees in the back of this property, some small trash trees. So we can really use help in lots of different ways. And some of that is because we pay our youth an educational stipend, is getting more funds for the program. More funds to, you know, to purchase another 12-passenger van that we can do produce deliveries, but also transport the youth in. So there are lots of ways that this program can grow, and I really hope that the community can come together, because it is a community farming program, getting food to people in need, and talking about these issues of food insecurity, community service, nutrition, sustainable agriculture, that people will come and help out however they can.
Mike Evans, Associate Director of Utahns Against Hunger and the Director of the Real Food Rising Program that launched this year. Mike Evans, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And the Real Food Rising Program will hold a fall fundraiser to support expanding the youth farming program next Thursday, November 8th at Rico's Warehouse. Tickets are $35 in advance, $40 at the door, and you can find out a lot more through links on our website, kcpw.org. City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.